Do you want me to do a real intro?
Go.
Do you want me to do a real intro and pass it over to me? Right, this is it. We're in. We're back. Hello. Bonus episode. I made it back from South America alive. How are you?
Are we going to talk about South America here? The man looks bollocks. He needs another holiday.
Fucking am here. We were born in 1800 calories a day. Going on hikes. We done one hike, it was 20 kilometres on.
20 kilometres?
And I got sick everywhere. You want to see me?
Tell that story about getting sick.
We went to this place in Peru. It's called Humante Lake, yeah? Look her up on Instagram. It's fucking gorgeous. You're up in the Andes, yeah? In the mountains. Honestly, lads. Top quality. Very surreal. Yeah? Like, you're like, I can't believe I'm here. So you're driving for about 4 hours. You get collected 5 o'clock in the morning. It's pitch black out. Driving for 4 or 5 hours or whatever. We get out. We're in the mountains. We're hiking. And it's unbelievable. Gorgeous. You can see glaciers in the background. There's a little small fat fella with us. Yeah, he's a tour guide. And I was like to him, mate, how often do you do this? He goes, every single day. Every day. And I was like, all right, grand, yeah. So we're walking for about half an hour, 40 minutes. And we get to the bottom of this hill. And he goes, okay, off you go. And I was like, this is it. He goes, yeah, up to the top there. You'll see the lake. No problem. Takes the average person an hour and 25 minutes to do this. I goes, yeah, I'm getting this in under an hour, I said. Yeah, little challenge. So I'm flying up this thing, howling up, and Amy's like, slow down, William, I'm out of breath. I need to catch your breath. And this is how fit I am. In my mind, I'm pulling her up this steep hill. I'm like, I'm getting you up here. See that tree line? When we get to that tree, you can take a break. We get to the tree. See that rock? When you get to that rock, we can take a break. We get to the rock. I went to walk. It was like the handbrake was on. I couldn't move. I was like, oh, what's that happening here? And Amy's like, are you right? And I was like, I need a rest. I wanted to have a rest. My head was pounding on from my temple to the back of my neck. And it just kept going like in a wave on both sides, just pounding, pounding, pounding. I was like, oh, I'm fucking in bits of a headache. And then because we're walking up a hill, it starts to get narrow and it's a cliff. And Amy's looking at me and she keeps coming to catch me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Will you stop? She goes, you're falling. I was like, I'm not. Apparently I was walking, but slanted. That's how dizzy I was. I was like, I don't feel great at all. And I kept sitting down. But bear in mind, there's loads of people doing this hike. And I looked and this woman was behind me. Now she looked about 80, yeah. And I was like, my bollocks, am I letting her overtake me? So any time I took a rest, I looked back and when I could see her, I was like, right, rest is over, I'm going again. So long story short, I get to the top. Amy's up there about 10 minutes already, getting loads of pictures. I literally stood in the spot, took one picture of the lake. And I was like, I don't feel great, my stomach's killing me. And a man come over and he's high-fiving me and all. He's like, fair play to you, you did it, you did it. I was like, I don't feel great. He goes, you don't feel great? Go back down, go back down. And I was like, what? He goes, go back down, get oxygen. He goes, there's a medic tent, get oxygen. I was like, grand. Took me longer to go down than it did go up. I was halfway down. I was like, I don't feel great. And I just got sick everywhere. Projectile vomited, yeah. And when you get sick, you cry. So I'm there sobbing, crying, getting sick. And I'm taking tissue out of my pocket, trying to wipe my tears and wipe my mouth. And Amy's like, are you for real? I'm fresh. And I was like, get away. Get away. So we get down to the bottom. I went into your man. I was like, I don't feel right. And he hooks me up to an oxygen tank, gives me 2 tablets, one for my head, one for my stomach. And I'm sitting there with my hood up, this oxygen tank on me. And I could see Amy looking at me. And I was like, she's dying to take a picture of me. And she goes, I want to take a picture, but then I was worried about you. And I swear to God, I've never felt so sick in my life. And the little fat fella goes, are you fit? And he goes, no. And he's like, that, I have a bit of belly. And all he was saying, he hovered up and down that mountain, not a bother to him. It's just the altitude sickness. On average, how high is someone getting before they start feeling it? Because we flew into Cusco, it's 3,600 metres above sea level. And then Humante Lake is 4,200. Then the highest we went to was Rainbow Mountain. You start off that hike, it's 4,600 metres. And it goes to 5,200 metres above sea level, which is the same as Everest Base Camp. And I hoed up that one. I was like, me bollocks. He goes, 2.5K. I was like, yeah, done it in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Amy had to get a horse. I was like, yeah, grew up out of that. You cheated.
Apparently it's 2,500 metres is where you start getting altitude sickness symptoms.
I didn't even
like
know that was real.
Yep.
I didn't even know that was real, boys.
There you go.
It's not, it was a trip. It wasn't a holiday. It wasn't, and I loved it and I wouldn't have changed it.
Wasn't going to rest.
No. I wasn't going to sit at a pool all day, and Colombia is absolutely gorgeous. It's one of my favourite countries I've ever been to, and it wasn't one bit dangerous because anyone I told it was going to go, it's dangerous over there, but conveniently they'd never been to Colombia. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember bleeding?
I mean, it's not dangerous.
No, but like, you wouldn't have somebody who was not from Ireland say, like, Dublin's very dangerous. They'd never step foot in it. The whole perception of this podcast was to change the perception.
You're not allowed to say Syria is dangerous?
Because you've never been there.
No, but someone would say, like, Dublin is a dangerous spot. But we live there. And you're like, right, I get it. But the way I look at it is, if you want trouble, you get trouble in places. Do you know what I mean?
I think Dublin is completely based off opinions. Where, do you remember we had that conversation with Eddie Mullins and he said there's an actual place, could be California in America, that's actually
Chicago,
and no-go zone. Mm. So that's like, that's in writing. That's like, don't fucking go there. But Dublin isn't that. That's just portrayed as that.
Conveniently enough, I met a few Americans and they lived in Chicago when we were in Peru. Mm. Mad, I know what's your agenda.
It doesn't mean everyone's
something else. Something else I want to talk about. Do you know why British people on holiday get a bad rap? Mm-hmm. Americans are probably worse.
We met two Americans in Thailand.
America's a big place.
What were their names again?
What did you think of them?
Oh, they were fucking sound, man. Now they are very blatant, dramatic,
and in your face.
Yeah, they are very dramatic.
This is Terrence's introduction to Americans and he never even spoke about it.
Yeah, yeah, but I missed them. They were fucking sick. They were in their 60s, 70s. They were retired and all. They were worth a few bob as well, I could tell.
Any American you meet on your travels is worth a few quid.
Yeah, these were like, oh, we just go travelling, so we're leaving, we're going to go back to America and then 2 weeks' time we're going here for a month and I was like, is it land? Imagine it.
But anyways, yeah.
Oh, and this week's bonus, last week's bonus episode, we were giving horses dead legs and all. That was a fucking great question. No, yeah. Obviously, we don't promote animal abuse. Listen to that. What a question, Alan. What a question. I listened back to it today and I was like, that was a great question.
You were definitely looking around the gap at me like, imagine there was a horse there.
I kept
a pig
on
there,
chiming
there.
In and I never got me fucking more to. It wasn't fair, the question, anyways, because I had the smallest gaff. So my
yeah,
head was
also,
right.
He was like, can I live in your gaff, Alan?
And you were like, no. I was like, what?
They're the rules of the question. Also, I had to think about this afterwards. A ladder at greater than 90 degree angle is not stairs.
He said that to me.
You were snapping last week, weren't you?
A ladder leaning against the house.
Stairs.
Anyway, do you
want
to hear some nicknames?
Enlighten us.
You want some nicknames? Okay.
We want some nicknames.
Right. The 10-2-1 that I gave you last week, Daniel had the same. He said his dad group, the fella who had the same thing. Maybe it's the same person. Mm, 10-2 with the feet.
It's just as well, conveniently. I met Cunningy Christie last week.
No way.
Terrible nice fella.
Lovely fella.
Terrible nice fella.
Lovely fella.
Fucking sound. And I forgot to ask him why he was called Cunningy Christie. We were bonding over, you know, do you know him and him and yeah, no way. Blah. And then I left and I was like, fuck, I forgot to ask him why he's called Cunningy Christie. That's probably what happens to Willa. Your man probably bones the ears off. You just forget.
The first time, Willa was on the phone to me and he says, I'm on the way to meet my mate Cunningy Christie. And I was like, why did you call him that? He goes, I never thought about it. And then when he mentioned about his show, he was sitting in front of us and I was like, I'd love to ask him, but I'm not going to ask him here. You know what I mean? So Cunningy Christie, let us know why you're called Cunningy, please.
Christine says, we had a fella we worked with who had a lazy eye, so we called him Uzi, as in, who's he looking at?
Does he know that, though? Like, do you know what I mean?
Ah, he has to. Like, if you have a lazy eye, you have to accept the stick. Like, if you have red hair, you have to accept it. Do you get me? These are things that just happen.
James says, we have a friend whose last name is Hines, so he's always been known as Beans.
Mm.
Yeah, I've heard that one before, yeah.
James also wants to know, Calvin, did he see you getting chips at the Shells match? Yes, he did.
Oh.
Did I ever tell you about when he came over to say hello to me at that match? It's the first time I've ever seen him look awkward.
Oh, it was very bad. No, I'll tell you what happened. I was at the match with Burroughs. Burroughs is a coach at Shells and a Shells fan. So I went to the match with him. We were in the Riverside stand. Yeah?
Yep.
Went over to get something to eat. Goalkeeper went down injured. So I was like, right, we'll bounce over to get something to eat. I walked down front of everybody. Yeah, I seen one or two young people I used to go to school with. So I said hello to them. But beside them was Owen. And the whole stand was like facing forward, looking in my direction. And Owen was the only fella looking off to the left.
I was looking at the pitch.
Right? So I was like, yo. And he didn't see me. And I went to lean forward, but as I leaned forward, Owen looked down. So I went, what's the story? And then his mate popped out behind him and goes, oh, talking bollocks, friend. And I was like, I shouldn't have like made a noise to get his attention. If he didn't see me, he didn't see me. I should have just left it. But then I was like, imagine I walk past and Owen looked down and then see me and been like, that cunt never said hello. You know what I mean?
I didn't get thought too much into it. He would have just stood there waving.
No, because everyone would have thought you were trying to start the chant.
Yeah. You know, when you see someone in a situation you completely don't expect to see them, and it takes your brain a second to catch up.
Yeah.
For my brain to go, that's Calvin at the Reds match. Before I had actually registered that and gone, all right, Calvin, by the time I was reaching my hand out to him, he was gone.
Because your man went talking bollocks for him straight away and I was out of there. I was like, I'm not going to be the butt of anyone's joke. I'm out of here.
Right, next nickname for you.
Go on.
Jeffrey.
Yo, Jeff.
A fellow up the road from me used to be called Summer Teeth. Because some are black, some are yellow and some are missing.
Brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
That's actually a cracker.
This from Keith, who admits he has a shocking name. He says there's a lad around my area who used to go around on a horse, so his little brother was called Pony. Ryan is saying, remember Calvin, you mentioned the fellow who called the Sniper's Nightmare. He says there was a chap with a very large cranium called the Sniper's Dream, and then another chap who was called Sensor Light because he'd only work when someone walked past him.
That's brilliant.
Do you want some questions?
Yeah.
Barry wants to know, would you rather have no thumbs for a year, or it gets worse, or have thumbs made of bread and every time you go outside there's a pigeon that tries to eat them?
You're taking the no thumbs for a year?
No, you're not.
For a year?
No, bro, because it's only outdoors that you get annoyed. If you're in here, you can't.
Yeah, but where was it before I was in here? I was out there.
In the car, pal.
No, and you were out having a smoke. You were out trying to have a smoke and there's a pigeon trying to take your fucking thumb off.
So you'd just rather have no thumb?
For a year? It's been 365 days.
No, not having it. I'm taking the bread thumbs. Bread thumbs. Bread
what
thumbs.
Can you do with bread thumbs?
Oh, so I can't even do that with them?
Well, I'm just guessing. Like what?
They're going to be a bit fragile. Yeah.
It depends what type of bread it is, I guess.
No thumbs, boys.
You know you really need your thumbs.
For what?
For holding stuff.
No and, way.
No,
four of the fingers.
No, you don't realise how much it actually affects your grip not having thumbs.
Yeah. What?
Not having. Google it.
Yeah.
You think that your thumb isn't there? I promise you, you struggle to hold stuff.
Pal, there's absolutely nothing.
Explain to him, Owen, isn't it? It's one of the biggest things in evolution.
Yeah, opposable thumbs. Probably one of the main reasons.
You wouldn't be lifting weights.
Done so well. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't be lifting weights now without.
You wouldn't be turning a key. You wouldn't be lighting a smoke.
I'd light, come here, pal, I'd light a smoke with no fingers, boys. Don't be worrying about that.
I have a good question.
Go.
What's the worst thing to be allergic to?
To be allergic to?
Yeah.
Water.
I was thinking that as well. Water would probably be the worst.
Oh, what do you reckon is the worst thing to be allergic to? Has to be water, doesn't it?
But people are allergic to water out there.
Yeah.
So how do you wash yourself?
I don't know, unless you get like a special thing that you mix in with the water to wash yourself or something. But there's a name for it. Being allergic to water. It's like a...
So what if it rains? Yeah, dead. So you're not going to last very long on Earth, eh?
Aquagenic urticaria refers to hives caused by exposure to water.
Hives, so it's not death, is it?
I'd imagine they could probably get severe.
There's only been 37 cases ever reported of that, so.
Fucking hell, boys. Imagine being one of them people. That's literally, it's not one in a billion, but it's close, like. Fuck that.
Walk now to get forget the umbrella and you're just dead. Keep it on.
Did you make your pick there?
I'm picking the no thumbs for a year.
Okay. Next one from Steele. Would you rather chew the same piece of chewing gum every day for the rest of your life or have an itch on your head that you're never allowed to scratch?
You're taking the chewing gum. Taking the chewing gum. That'd drive me insane.
Yeah, I think I would, wouldn't it? Driving. At least with the chewing gum, you can like put it down the side of your gum or under your tongue or whatever.
Boys, I used to have a teacher.
No, come here. I'd get, get in the way. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, but... An itch. An itch anywhere. Forever.
Yeah.
Would literally drive it.
Especially on your head. Like if you had an itchy head, people are like, have you got nits? You don't want to be scratching your head in public. Like.
Don't think you can get nits when you're old, can you?
Why couldn't you?
Could you get nits?
What, do you think you just mature out getting nits? The nits come in and be like, oh sorry, he's 21 yet. No bother, pal. See you next week.
I don't think I've ever seen an adult with nits though.
It's down to hygiene.
We all had nits as a kid, yeah. So we were all just little scruffs, is what you're saying.
Getting into places we shouldn't have been. And I think you actually only go for clean hair, but there is That's the old trick
that they used to tell us to make us feel better. That's not real.
That Nits only got for clean hair?
Yeah, that's not true.
You haven't heard anyone having Nits in a long time. Do you remember the smell of the Nits shampoo?
Oh,
on your stomach.
And the fine comb, you might take 8 layers of skin off your scalp. With
that's not a myth about Nits being with clean hair. They do prefer clean hair because they have catch to... their eggs there.
Like, if I'm being very honest, we weren't the cleanest kids ourselves now, and we had Nits. So, like...
Maybe you had clean hair, and you got them off somebody who didn't have clean hair, and they were like, that's a nice new gaff over there, and they all moved in.
Could be, yeah. Especially in skills and stuff.
Ah, skills are a cesspit from it.
So you're about picking the jungle?
Yeah, I used to have a teacher, boys, yeah. He'd come in, and he's one of them old-fashioned teachers. He'd make you stand up. Do you know when you come into the class? So everyone had to stand up, and he'd tell you to sit down. And he used to take his chewing gum out, put it at the top of his desk. On the desk, do the class, and when the class was over, pick the chewing gum back up and eat it. After being on his desk. And that's disgusting, isn't it?
I just don't get away. They just buy a pack
just of get or put down the bin and just get new chewing gum. Yeah. You used to put it on top of the desk, do the class, and then eat it again. I was like, what are you doing, mate?
Man, they all have it to me in that. Mm. Do you ever, them teachers, remember they used to have a cup of coffee, an Americano?
Yeah.
Early dog.
Yeah.
Be coming down, trying to blade and make you do a walk on the target. He'd be like, listen, shin guard, Brit.
Yeah.
Aren't me.
Yeah. Onion toothpaste.
Jack says, would you rather trip up the steps coming up to a live show?
Tarrant's going to pick whatever option B is.
Yeah.
Tarrant's picking option B. It could be, or more than I'm at. Tarrant's like, I'll take B.
Or have your voice break on the opening lines of the show.
I don't mind that. That's funny. Or honestly, but I'm starting to think that option A was my biggest fear on them. Yeah. And I mean that, boys. It kept me up at night. Like, you know, the first couple of live shows, I was like, imagine, just imagine. Even when we hadn't got a live show booked, I'd have that fear of falling onto the stage. I'm starting to think both of them are funny. John, I'm starting to think that, like, it actually doesn't matter. Even if I fall off the stage now, remember I said I'd run out the exit door? I'm starting to think I'll just... No, I don't know. Fell off the stage, I wouldn't be going back. The voice cracking is hard to joke with, isn't it? Mm. Like, where's the joke from that?
Water and all.
Yeah, where's the joke from
that? I'd have to fill that then and be like, so where are we all from? When you're there neck and like...
When your voice cracks, you have to kind of... You got it back. Like, you can't just go, what the fuck happened to me then? My balls are dropping. There you go. There's the line of yours.
You've mentioned falling up onto the stage so many times now that if you did it, you get the biggest cheer you've ever had at a live show.
People expect it.
I'm going to throw myself up the stairs at the next show.
So why don't we plant that next time? Plan to happen. Like, with the hypnotic song, come on, Darren Clary intros. Terry, you fall, I go behind you, be like, oh my God, he fell. There you go. You can't go 5 minutes out with it.
Standing ovation, boys.
For off 5 minutes on, that's it. 8:05 we're at now.
You know when someone mess falls, don't you?
See, this is the thing, pulling back the curtain. We go by times. Yeah. So there's a clock on the stage and I want to communicate to us, like, guest number one, 8:22 or whatever it may be. And then if it goes over, you'd be like, guest number one ready, 8:25 now. So I'd be thinking to myself, you can get another minute out of this little segment here. Just keep going by minutes. 8:05, Terry falling onto the stage.
Yeah,
that's a banker, boys.
A 5 minutes.
Cut all this on because this needs to be spontaneous.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll go with the falling.
Are you afraid to fall onto the stage?
I'd be God's on the shoot. No,
it's the first few shows where you're afraid.
Never afraid. No. I was afraid of falling on the stage, as in like if I went across and you tripped over. That there to me is more fearful than actually falling onto the stage because anyone could fall on a step. Look, we fall on steps into the gaff and all, do you know what I mean? Steps you go up every day and you're like, how the fuck am I falling on that? And then...
Look, it can happen to us, though. That's the funny part about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen, actually.
Yeah, you could fall off the... Not onto the stage, but actually off the stage. I mean, that's
a bad one.
I think you'd hurt yourself.
It's hard to recover from that, though, as well. Like, how do you laugh and joke? See, if you fall on the stage, you could just lie there and laugh to yourself. Do you get me? Mm. And you know everyone's going to piss themselves. You fall off stage, everyone's concerned. Because he alive, you know. So
if you fell off the stage, boys, just stay down. And then, like, people will laugh, but then
just start rolling on the Betty Woods legs and all, just rolling out to the back door. Good luck,
super manky.
20 blew in the shop and going home. Kebab meal on the way. Oh, and I wouldn't. Envision it in your head. I've done it a billion times. If you fall off that stage, now really think about it.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't expect me to go back on the stage. What would I do? You can't just go up and like brush her off and walk onto the stage and go, so where were we at? Like, you don't do that. That's not what happens.
I think Calvin would.
Do you think you wouldn't? No,
what?
I'd break.
Just what?
You'd
roll with it.
Yeah, you'd just have to get on with it. But Terry,
I wouldn't. I don't know how I'd recover.
You'd make the decision that that's that now. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm off.
He does that with a lot.
I gave him my best shot.
Yeah, yeah. I fell 1 minute into the show. Gave him my best.
Yeah. Yeah. No, shaking hands on the way out and everything.
Yeah, thanks for coming. thanks for coming. Thanks. Hope you had a good night.
You and Eddie Sherlock on the stage the next 2 hours.
Everyone not even a sub out at points. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd be able to recover.
I think you'd get more out of the first option than you would out of the second. Second one just looks like, oh.
Your voice crackling is just an inconvenience.
Yeah.
And it's not a thing that people... But again...
Falling is inconvenient, but we'd get more content out of it.
But like I said, if I fell onto the stage, I'd just lie there laughing. I'd be like, you dirty bastard, yeah. You just got me. You just wanted it. You just got it.
Me Someone's had to extend that step up 6 inches more. Who done it?
Yeah. So, yeah, your voice crackling actually would be a bit of a bad one on you. But there is jokes. And my balls are at the, you know, stupid stuff. You'd say something.
It just would upset the whole rhythm of everything, wouldn't it? At least falling on the stage, haven't got into it.
But it has in the first line. Like the first thing you're saying, oh, welcome.
Yeah.
You crack on. Oh, please. No. I wouldn't. I'd walk off. I'm leaving.
I know.
The slightest thing.
The slightest inconvenience. And that knocks him off course on live show. That's it. He's gone.
Yep.
He's literally... This is the direction he's going at 100 miles an hour. And then if something veers him off, you're not getting him. You're like, he's gone over that direction. We need him.
Show up your hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fell onto the stage. Don't care who the guests are.
I'd love you two to do, Aunt Arden clearly, to do a private episode with me not involved and just talk about how much of an inconvenience I am. Just let me hear that on my own, not for the public though. Because I'd love to know from you as a point of view what I'm like. Because I know I'm hard work, do you get me? It's only after the show.
Are you on about in general or just for a live show?
No, just in general. Look, I'd just love to hear what you all think.
Live show, Terry, is the worst, Terry.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. But I know that. But I don't know that in the moment.
Yeah.
When the week is over, I go, jeez, I must have been a handful them 2 weeks.
You know what would be the worst? When you just be suggesting guests and like outrageous guests and we'd be like, I don't know. And then that's it then. You can't say no though. Yeah, so you're like, how do I let them down gently here? Like, Joe Biden be a good guest. And you'd be like, how'd you tell this fella he's the president of America? There's no chance he's coming on. We're out and getting offended. Joe Biden was here before, lads. We got him back again. Don't think he's in the budget, Terry. Shove your budget up your hole. We can get Eddie Sherlock again. Fuck Eddie. Joe Biden to sing a song.
It's funny because that is accurate enough, like, isn't that? Yeah. It is. Like, it really is. And I don't mean, I'm sorry, boys, yeah?
Yeah. Terrence, will you talk into that mic, see does the sound work on it? No. I don't like doing that. And you're like, right. I'll talk into 2 mics then. Me two-handing it.
Oh, I'm hard work, boys.
Did I give you this one about Booker T in Texas?
He's from Texas, yeah.
Got a feel. I don't think he is.
He's born in Louisiana, but he moved to Texas at a young age. And
he went off that in the wrestling, someone said.
Yeah, he's introduced often as being from Houston.
What's the chances of that as well? Serious, what's the chances of that, boys?
He held up
a blatant T of everyone on earth.
Great tune. Great tune.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, that was Will who sent us in that one.
Good up, Will. Is McKinney? I haven't heard of McKinty in a long time.
Well, I was about to get to
is he coming up?
Worried about him.
Yeah, he was looking at
We had an email. Someone saying they think it's their talking about a conspiracy theory that I am Arthur and it's just a way for my questions to get.
Oh.
I reckon we run with that.
I'm not going to
confirm or deny it
for McGinty's good work.
Oh, and I like it. I like how deep. Like, nothing can just be what it is anymore.
No.
Nothing, boys. Like, it's madness. Like, yeah. Owens McGinty. McGinty's in the gaff now listening to this. Snapping. All his hard
work. McGinty. McGinty puts in the work himself.
He does. He puts in good graft and now people are claiming it's not even him. Yeah. The kids are starving.
He's neglected kids, his relationship, his job to contribute to this podcast. He deserves the credit.
Yeah, and then people are saying it wasn't even him. It's that. Tell his wife.
You love to hear that. Imagine how Lee Harvey Oswald felt when everyone was like, you didn't shoot him. He's like, oh, he was up in that fucking room for hours. Bollocks. I shot him. It took me a couple of attempts, but I got him. And now you're saying it wasn't me.
He didn't really get to live long enough to have that become the main thought.
Like, his family are all fuming.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah.
Arthur wants to know, if aliens came down to Earth and you were the only human they had an interaction with, what do you think they would think of the human race?
If I'm the only one they got to me?
The aliens land here and you're the only person they speak to before they leave. And you are humanity's representative.
I love, even Terrence, was like, he got really excited there and then he was like, they're going to think we're Egypt.
They're going to leave and go, what was the point? Now, I reckon it's a great question. That's a difficult one. Like, if they met me, do you get me? They think you're similar.
To what? Them. To them?
Yeah.
How do you know what they're like?
Just based off the assumption that aliens are like robotic, isn't it? Like, I feel like you're AI sometimes.
Why?
I don't know. You're just saying. It's hard to explain.
I think they would think about you. They're very energetic and enthusiastic.
And positive, like?
No, easily amused. Easily amused, yeah.
They'd live like that? The aliens.
Like, they'd come down in a spaceship and Terrence would be like, your footprint is mad, isn't it, bro?
Where'd you get that? Yeah.
And then not even, no, you wouldn't even pay attention to the fact they have this spaceship that can travel through space and probably time and interdimensional or wherever. You'd be like,
bro, your footprint. You have an extra toe.
Do you think I'd react like that? Huh?
Yeah, you'd probably be fascinated by the spaceship first and then by them and then by something else and then by something else and you'd just bounce around and...
You'd be having a smoke then?
Yeah.
I asked him, do you want one or not? Do you want a smoke? No.
Do they have smokes where you're from?
Boys, do you know who lives rent-free in my head? Adam Rowe. Do you remember he was fuming?
About what?
Aliens.
Was he?
Yeah, he was fuming. He was snapping, he was.
What was he saying?
Snapping. Remember, he was like, you think we're the smartest people in the oak and all. I cried because my delivery driver got lost last week and all. Do you remember?
Ringing a bell.
Yeah, he was running amok because we didn't believe in aliens.
Yep.
But he was convinced, boys, and he's not that wouldn't have a correlation with it. Look, he's like a match genius, him. Do you know that about him?
It's not conspiratorial or stupid to think that aliens exist. But like Adam Rowe was saying, the balance of probability.
Mm. It means that there's something smarter than us.
Yeah, because of the infinite size of the universe.
The way we think about it, just the universe, yes. That's just all our planets, yeah?
No, it's a solar system.
So what's the universe?
Everything.
Oh, so, well then who cares then, Owen? No, I'm serious, bro. Who cares? Like, if they're that far away, bro,
no one's asking you if you care.
No, but people, my point is people care too much. If you're talking about a gazillion light years away, like, who gives a fuck, pal?
Well, some people make the point, pretty sure Stephen Hawking made this point, like, if aliens are anything like us, we should do our very best to not be detected by them. Because if you think of what Europeans did when they went to the Americas or Asia, they just...
Spanish were just as bad as the Brits.
They colonise everywhere they land. They enslave the locals. They take all their resources. So Stephen Hawking's point was, if aliens are in a position where they are travelling vast distances and they have that technology, there's a good chance they have a very good reason to have left their home because they've used up, they've exhausted all its resources. And if they have technology to get here, we wouldn't have a hope of defending ourselves. And if they're anything like us, they will enslave us.
So what are we going up and putting flags and all down on the moon?
Well, there's a lot of people say we shouldn't be doing, like, we send out radio waves. There's radio waves and things that head out from satellites out into space in the hope that another, like an alien species will pick it up. And some people say that's a really stupid idea.
Well, there's alien sightings going back thousands of years. If the aliens were going to be here and do something, they would have done it by now. And then... all these people have claimed the same aliens and all this, that and the other. And no one has any solid concrete proof that there's aliens out there.
I'll give you one more then for now. From Arthur. What's the bill you hate paying the most? And what's the thing you hate having to buy the most?
Petrol.
Petrol?
Wrecks me head. I just hate paying for it. Nothing. Tell them what happened to you today on the phone. When you rang me. Getting your coffee.
I got a coffee earlier on.
I want to see this on.
Oh, it was bad, yeah. Got a coffee earlier on, paid for my coffee, tapped. She calls me for my coffee. Putting the lid on it, she called you out the window. Sure, your card didn't go through.
Oh,
he went pink in the face.
And it wasn't me. It was a man right behind me, directly behind me. I was like,
you want to see the fright you got on? I was like, his whole demeanor changed.
And you know what annoyed me? How calm your man was. He just went off. I was like, you know, problem paid. I would have died on the spot, boys. I'd have collapsed there.
He thinks it should be illegal for them to call out that your card declined. Yeah. They should have to make a signal so no one can know.
A little whistle and a wink.
that yoke. And you just go, well, but she announced it. Calm, how loud was she?
Yeah, I heard it.
There was a few people in the queue and she was like, sorry, that didn't go through. She was like, relax, like, you know what I mean? Because I thought it was me, love. I nearly had to get, you know what I mean? Heavy traffic.
He went over and he stood to the side, put the phone down and all, took a deep breath. I was like, you're not all right. And he went back to his cafe and he was still pink.
Traumatised that they'll be, boys.
I think in a mad way, like, you can tap your card and it'll go beep, so you know the thing has read the card and you know there's money on the card, and then they'll be like, nah, not this time.
It's happened to me on a couple of occasions.
It happens more than you think. It never happens on the phone.
No, it does. Because on my actual bank card, you're only allowed to spend a certain amount. Mm. So if you go into town and buy a tracksuit or something like that, and then you go to buy a coffee later on, boom, it won't go through. You have to authorise it.
Mm.
But it doesn't happen on the Revolut, so it's grand. Well, it hasn't happened so far.
Touch wood.
Touch wood.
It's a genuine fair that he has.
Yeah.
That's this week's episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions, dilemmas, scenarios, and you want us to know to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Yeah, Alan?
Yep. Very good.
Lovely. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more.
The Hypnogger.